It seems like almost yesterday that hundreds of comic books and magazines, judged as indecent and unfit for children, were ceremonially burned in Cape Girardeau. The date was February 24, 1949, and the location was St. Mary's High School on the corner of Sprigg and William Streets. This large burning was one of many that emerged across the nation in 1948 and 49, seeking to eliminate the perceived dangers of the new graphic comic books. In the Depression years of the 30s, comic books gained widespread popularity and began to attract criticism for the vivid use of violence. But World War II brought even greater violence, and by the end of the war, more than 60 million comic books per month were sold in the United States. In 1948, critics of this new and popular form of entertainment found an articulate voice in Dr. Frederick Wertham, a German-born medical doctor, who blamed comic books for the troubling new behavior of youngsters. In 1948, Dr. Wertham published an interview in Collier's magazine entitled Horror in the Nursery. By the end of 1948, large comic book burnings occurred in Spencer, West Virginia, Binghamton, New York, and spread to Cape Girardeau. Here, the comic book gathering was led by Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, church groups, and parents. Hundreds of comic books were collected, brought to St. Mary's, and placed in large boxes in the hallways. On the afternoon of February 24, 1949, the comic books went up in smoke as several hundred students in Cape Girardeau pledged to never again purchase or read objectionable magazines or comic books. It seems like almost yesterday. This is Frank Nichols.
Any size, catch your speech, just like guys, look out. Here comes the Spider-Man. Is he strong? Listen, bud, he's got...